Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Airport flights paused this spring for runway repairs. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. If you're planning to fly out of Gillette this spring, you'll need to make other arrangements. According to the Gillette News Record, commercial air service at the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport will be shut down from April 6th through May 21st, while crews complete major runway repairs. During that time, no commercial flights will operate in or out of Gillette. Airport Director Todd Chatfield says his office has been getting calls from confused travelers who are unable to book flights during that window. Chatfield said most of the calls we're getting now, they try to book a flight and they can't, and they call and ask why. Chatfield says April and May are selected because they are typically slower travel months and provide the best opportunity to complete the project efficiently. Airport officials encourage passengers to plan ahead and use alternate airports during the closure. Commercial service is expected to resume once the runway work is completed in late May. Wyoming GOP leaders push back on Trump marijuana reclassification move. President Donald Trump's move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug is drawing pushback from Wyoming Republican leaders who say the state remains firmly opposed to legalization. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a December 18th executive order, Trump directed the U.S. Attorney General to begin the process of moving marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 under federal law, a change that would recognize limited medical use and a lower potential for abuse. Wyoming Republican Party Chairman Brian Miller says the state GOP maintains a zero-tolerance stance. The party passed a resolution in 2022 opposing both recreational and medical marijuana and has reaffirmed that position ahead of the legislative sessions. Miller noted Trump is not legalizing marijuana outright, but he personally remains opposed. "I'm not a fan of marijuana in any form," he said. State House Speaker Chip Nyman echoed that view, saying there's little appetite in Wyoming to loosen marijuana laws. "I don't believe there's the appetite for it in Wyoming," Nyman said. The proposed federal changes still requires regulatory approval and could force Wyoming Attorney General to decide whether to align state law or formally object. For now, state leaders say marijuana legalization is not on the table in Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.